Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
How many of you know what today is? How many? Shout it out. What's today? Sunday. What?
The Lord's Day.
The Lord's Day. What else? How about Psalm 118:24? This is the day that the Lord has made. What's going to happen in that day? I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. You see, if you're stable in Christ and you're seated in Christ, nothing's going to move you. Say, nothing's going to move me. Put your hand on your heart. Look up to heaven and say, Lord God, my confidence is in you. My trust is in you. There is nothing that can move me. Amen. Let's make a faith statement. You ready? You ready to say it? Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he said I am. I have what he said I have. I can do what he said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Now, you know, we may be getting a little bit of rain. How many of you know we might be getting some rain? If you're a golfer, you're not too happy, but otherwise you're happy, right? If you're a duck, you're extremely happy. But how many of you know, I believe that it's a sign of the anointing that's about to pour down on the earth. Amen. The Lord himself said, the latter rains will be greater than the former. And I'm believing the season we're going into right now, I said it before and I'm saying it again, we are going to experience at our own hands and around us unusual miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm talking unusual miracles, signs, and wonders. I believe you're going to see arms grow out. I believe you're going to see dead raised up. I believe you're going to see a revival where people are getting saved. I believe you're going to see marriages restored. I believe you're going to see ministries start up that shake the planet. People that seem to be having nothing in them, no big deal in the world, are going to achieve incredible feats for God. I believe that with all my heart, and I believe the glory of the Lord is going to fill the earth. And I just want to say, keep your eyes on Jesus. If you're looking anywhere beside Jesus, you're going to end up in trouble. Jesus is solid rock. Everything else is sinking sand. And so stay focused, stay in Christ, and stay rooted and grounded. Don't let anything move you. Amen. And I believe that we're going to see some wonderful things happening this year. All I want to say is get ready, get ready, get ready. I taught that on Wednesday. Get ready, get ready, get ready. And I would say fasten your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. This ride's about to get a bit shaky. But I can tell you something right now. This thing can rock, roll, and do circles. Have you ever been on those roller coasters? You know, I get on those. And first time I went on one over here, I remember praying so loud in other languages, in tongues, screaming in the dark. It was in Orlando, whatever that one is, where you can't see, the lights are all off. Space Mountain. I remember praying, that's all people heard was, I went, that's all they heard. But I was fastened in. And at the end of the ride, I got up victorious. I said, wow, that was great. Let's do it again. Come on. Fasten your seatbelt. Things may be getting a little bit turbulent. There may be some turbulence coming. But you and I are children of God, the creator of everything, absolutely everything. The car that you drive was created by God. Man came up with it, but he put the stuff in the planet and he gave them the mind to do what they did. God is the creator and God has created us. And I believe we're created and put where we are for such a time as this. I have no doubt about it. The church is about to become more relevant than it ever has in the history of since the days of the book of Acts when it started. Amen. The church is about to become relevant and you are the church. Yes. So say, I am relevant. I am needed. And I'm going to do it. Amen. So today I'm going to talk about as he thinks in his heart, so is he. This is part two. And you'll get the pictures coming up now. We've made some changes, so I'm believing it's all going to work. And I want to give a couple of credits to Earl Nightingale from Think and Grow Rich. Remember him? And many other authors and scientists, but mostly I give thanks to my Lord and Savior, who is the source of all knowledge. Those people I just mentioned have got the brain from Jesus, the brain from God, and they're able to bring some amazing things to the world. And we tap into what the world does. We don't become like the world, but we use what God's given them to advance the kingdom. Amen. Amen. And so last week we saw that the heart of God that he speaks about, the heart God is speaking about in Proverbs 23:7, when he says, as a man or woman thinks in their heart, so is he. And then again in Proverbs 4:23, he says that to guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it, your heart, flow the issues of your own life. And we discovered last week, if you were not yet, please go online and check it out or get a copy of it. They're available. And we went through scripture upon scripture and concordance, and we saw that the heart that God is talking about is the subconscious. The subconscious mind. Everyone say subconscious mind. Now these neuroscientists and all of these people have tapped into this and they're seeing it and they're getting this and they're understanding it, but the children of God need to understand it more. And so if that's the case, that all things are coming out of my heart, and the heart we showed you is your subconscious mind, well, therefore our lives are flowing from our subconscious mind. Now, you've got to remember about the subconscious. We're going to talk about that today. The subconscious, think of a submarine, sub, under. It's something that is not immediately attainable, and you can't just go in it like you can into your conscious thinking. Your conscious thinking, I know what I'm thinking. I can control what I'm thinking. But my subconscious thinking, the only way I know what's in there is what I'm living in my life. Now, I don't want you to get into a position where you think, how can you say this about me, etc., etc. But I'm going to say this. If you are always broke, and you've been broke growing up, and you've been broke in your business, and you've started businesses, and you've gone to jobs, and you've had good income, and just when you seem on the verge of cracking it, and praise God, here it is, my moment has finally come where I can do anything I want, when I want, how I want, because I'm now financially in that position. Something takes place in a person's life, and we tend to sabotage our own life. I've had patents in my name. We brought the one patent to Coca-Cola. Yeah, in Georgia, the head office was there. We sent people with a patent. It cost me $100,000 equivalent to dollars back then. And I was about to be, I was on the verge of becoming a multi-millionaire. And somehow, somewhere along the line, I sabotaged myself. It did not work out. I'd spent all the money. I'd done all the labor. I'd built the, we had molds made to make the unit that I was making. Coca-Cola were interested in it. And at the final stage, I said, we'll give you $2,000 for the patent. If we use it, great. If we don't, no. And me, in my wisdom, I said, forget it. We'll do it our own selves. And it just fell apart. But now listen, I sabotaged that. There was not God. There was not the devil. It was me. Why? Because of a program that I've had instilled into my subconscious mind from the age of 0 to the age of 7 and continues up until the age of 35. Amen. I heard growing up that money doesn't grow on trees. We'll never afford it. If you don't get a university degree, forget about making it in life, etc. And I grew up living this. It became part of the program that got into my subconscious. Now, you must understand, when you're at that young age, it's like the theta sleep, T-H-E-T-A. That's just the twilight zone, just before you're about to fall asleep. Or as you wake up, you're in a state they call theta. And in that state, It's like you're almost mesmerized. It's almost like you hypnotize in that moment. When you're a child, last semester in your mother's womb, up to the age of 7, you're in that state. You don't know what's going on. You haven't got cognitive thinking. You can't control what's coming in and going out. All you're doing is sponge. Are you with what I'm saying? This is proven scientifically. Okay, guys, you can go online and look at this. So sponge years and sees, can't afford it, can't make it, will of God, and et cetera, et cetera. And I get a program. And that program, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he, is going to come out of me. That's why it's vitally, vitally important. The Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he or she should go. And when they're old, they'll stay on that path. Amen. Train up a child in the way they should. It's saying train them up when they're babies. God wanted people to be trained up in Israel one generation to the next with the Word of God. And the Word of God, let me tell you now, is not money doesn't grow on trees. And I was told that. Now, that was not the Word of God I was being told. The Word of God is not you can't afford it. The Word of God is I will supply every one of your need. That's the Word of God. I was trained up, my subconscious, so much so that I was programmed not to accept success. I was programmed to reject success. Now, let me tell you something. There's a state, and it's called the biasness or the biased mindset. Whatever you've got in your subconscious mind, you will reject truth, even if this is a lie, that God doesn't want me to prosper, that God doesn't heal other people, that God's not healing today. Even if it's a lie you're believing, when the truth comes, because of a biased mind, I reject it. It's like I read something some time ago. It's like wearing, let's say you were born, and you were born with green sunglasses, green shades, right? Crazy, but just play along. So you're born, you come out of the womb, and you've got green shades on, right? And now you're living your life, and everything you're saying, seeing is green. And I say to you, this paper is white. You programmed, there's no ways that paper is white. You will fight me. Yeah. Even though you're wrong, you will fight me and fight me and fight me. Because this, you can't see white. Because you're programmed not to. You've got this program that's making you see green. However, if I can take those sunglasses off you, in a split second, you'll see white. And you'll realize you were deceived and you were living a lie. That's what's happening to a lot of people today in the world. We've got this belief system that we've grown up with. And we haven't learned how to reprogram that system. How to get all that stuff out. And that's where a big problem comes in. You battled financially. I mean, I battled year in and year out. I made good money, but I never ended up with money. I was always sick. Always. It was programmed into me. I was programmed that sickness is life. Part of growing up. Part of life. Everybody gets sick. Have you heard that? I was programmed from a young age that sickness is normal.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. I wonder how many of you have grown up with the wrong mindsets, wrong programs in our subconscious, given to us by unaware parents and teachers and things around us. I wonder, well, you know, stay tuned because on Monday we're going to continue on this quest for zero defect in our own heart, which is a subconscious, so we can live the life God called us to live. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com.